In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace and the love of our God, who raised Jesus from the dead, be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome, Christian servant, our sister in the Lord. You who have fallen asleep and now rest in the Lord's peace. It was in the church that you entered the community of faith, and there with your friends and family that faith was nourished at the table of the Word and the table of the Eucharist. And so we welcome you to this church. So we bid you farewell until we are all together in the new and heavenly Jerusalem. My friends, on the day of Diana's baptism, that's when she died with Christ. May she also rise with him to new life. And may Christ, who claimed her in baptism, now enfold her with his great love. And on the day of her baptism, Diana received a share in the cross of Christ. May that cross now lead her to salvation. Seated for a few moments, and I invite Tracy and Nancy to come forward to share a few thoughts with us.
I just want to say a few words about our mom, Diane. She was truly an amazing and selfless person, a devoted wife, an incredible mom to the three of us, and the proudest grandma. She was always there, driving us to our activities, volunteering at school, sewing our Halloween costumes, and doing all the little things that made our lives easier. And she did it all without ever asking anything in return. As we got older, our relationship grew into something even more. She became not just my mom, but my best friend. Jokingly, my plus one. She was a person I called for everything, for advice, reassurance, or just to talk. She always knew what to say and somehow made everything feel okay. Over the years, we spent so much time side by side, and those everyday moments became the ones I'll cherish the most. The little routines, the conversations, even the bickering. She always told me to give her 3 rings when I got home from seeing her, so she knew I was safe. Something so simple, but completely her. After we lost my dad, she showed a kind of strength that we will always admire. Even through her own loss, she continued to show up for us, her grandchildren, and all the people she loved, with wisdom, support, and love. And I find comfort now knowing she's with our dad again. Mom, you should be so proud of the life that you created. I really loved being your daughter, really loved it. It was an honor and a privilege. Thank you for everything you gave us, for the love you showed us every single day, and for being the heart of our family. I love you forever, Mommy.
Let us stand in prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we humbly entrust our sister Diana. In this life, you embraced her with your tender love. Deliver her now and bid her enter eternal rest. The old order has passed away. Welcome her then into paradise, where there will be no sorrow, no weeping nor pain, but the fullness of peace and joy with your Son and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to be seated once again. We will now listen to the word of our God that comes to us through the sacred scriptures, and I invite Tristan to come forward to proclaim our first lesson.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There's an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to read, a time to sue. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. I recognize that there is nothing better than to be glad and to do well during life. For every man, moreover, to eat and drink and enjoy the fruit of all his labor is a gift from God. I recognize that whatever God does will endure forever. There is no adding to it or taking from it. Thus has God done that he may be revered. The word of the Lord.
Alexandra to come proclaim our second lesson.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. If I speak in human and angelic tongues but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have a gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it is not jealous. Love is not pompous, it is not inflated, it is not rude. It does not seek its own interests, it is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love remain, these three. But the greatest of all, these is love. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one. That the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated.
Whenever I have the privilege of presiding at someone's funeral, this may sound strange, I always take great pleasure at reading the beautiful obituaries that appear on the funeral home website. I know the family basically writes it, but I know the staff at Vander may help change words and grammar and stuff like that. And when I read them, I'm always looking for little connections. And people here at Our Lady of the Valley and Holy Cross know that I always look for connections, and many times I find them. And sometimes those connections are funny. Sometimes those connections are very serious. And with Mom, I found a couple. Slightly different, though. You know, when I was growing up, our Halloween costumes were also made, except not by my mother, by my father. And he would be very creative sometimes in the Halloween costumes. I don't know whether Mom was. What did you come dressed as? Raggedy Ann and Andy. Very tame. And I say that because there was one year my father decided that my sister and I would go out trick-or-treating dressed as cigarette boxes. Now, I'm sure obviously today that would sort of be frowned upon. And my father created these great big boxes that we wore. My sister went as a box of Lucky Strike. I went as a box of Kent. Those were the cigarettes that my mother and father smoked. I said today they'd probably frown on people walking around dressed as a cigarette box. But I thought of that. But there were two phrases that you use in the writing that really struck me. One, as you know, we are the only state in our country where we go to the shore. We do not go to the beach. We're the only state that does that. And you use that phrase, and I think that's so wonderful, wonderful, because my family vacationed at the Jersey Shore every year, the same thing. But the other phrase you use was at the very end. Actually, there are two phrases. When you talked about Mom being the matriarch, well, right now in my family, I'm the patriarch. And you said that Mom was the glue that held things together. That really struck me. Because that glue was the things that were spoken of in our scripture lessons this morning. Now, you chose as the reading from Paul a section that probably everyone hears when you go to a wedding. Some of you may have used it at your own wedding. And I love that reading from Paul, but most people don't realize that when Paul wrote that, he was writing to a community to correct them and sort of chastise them. Because he was saying to that community, you know, love is patient and you're not. Love is kind and you're not. But we take that reading a different way, obviously, when we hear it at weddings and today. And it's that love, that's the glue. That love is the glue. And Jesus even says the same thing when he's talking about the relationship he has with his Father and the relationship he has with us. Jesus is the glue. And that's our call to discipleship, to be that glue, just as Mom was. She was the glue that held you together. She was the glue of faith in Jesus that held us all together. And that's what we celebrate today. We celebrate her being that glue, her being the matriarch. And if all the things that Paul talked about, if we could all live those things, we'd have a much better world. And we have a much better world because of her. You have a much better world because of her. And we celebrate that glue. We celebrate her being the matriarch. In a way, we celebrate her being with Dad once again. And let us stand in prayer. And I invite Kevin to come forward for the prayers of the faithful. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father where he intercedes for the church. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his. And let our response to the intercessions be, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for Diane, our sister. She was given the promise of eternal life in baptism. Give her now the reward of that promise. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, our sister ate the bread of eternal life around your altar. Grant her eternal peace with you, who are our bread of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Diane seek comfort and consolation. Heal the pain of their loss and dispel the darkness of doubt that comes from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who cared for Diane, her doctors, nurses, nurses' aides, and all those who made her final hours comfortable, painless, and dignified. May they be rewarded for their kindness and compassion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now and remember that special relationship we had with Diane, and we pray that God will continue to bless this special relationship, for we believe that life is changed and not ended. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, hear the prayers of the Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, and the voices of your people, whose lives were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the faults of all who sleep in Christ, and grant them a place in the kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to be seated once again, as we will now make the preparations for the celebration of the Eucharist. And I invite those who are going to bring forward the gifts of bread and wine for the Eucharist to go to the table by the baptismal font and bring them forward. And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands to the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good and for the Holy Church.
Please stand. Mercifully receive, we pray, O Lord, the offering we trustfully present for the soul of your servant Diana, that through this sacrifice, which you ordained as the one true remedy for all, you may grant her everlasting salvation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us continue to give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the salvation of the world, the life of the human race, the resurrection of the dead. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You to either kneel or be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night that he was betrayed, he himself took bread and gave you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and gave you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that he may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church here on earth, with your servant, Leo, our Pope, and Kevin, our Bishop, Arthur, our retired Bishop, the Order of Bishops, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant, Diana, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that she who is united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To our departed brothers and sisters too, and to all who are pleasing to you with their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all ages, and praise you without end, through Christ our Lord, whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Together, let us stand and pray the words that Jesus gave us so long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming again of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we share that peace with one another. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us stand in prayer. As we receive the pledge of eternal life, we humbly implore you, O Lord, for the soul of your servant Diana, that freed from the bonds of mortality, she may join the company of the redeemed. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, trusting in God, we have prayed together for Diana. Now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see Diana again and enjoy her friendship. Although we will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of our God will gather us together again in the joys of the kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our sister Diana in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which bestowed upon Diana in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us to remain to comfort one another with the assurances of faith, until we all meet in Christ and with you and our sister forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, we can now leave this place in peace and take our sister to her final place of rest.